Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Into the kitchen we go.
And look, can I tell you, we send about 28,000 daily recipes out every week. Every day. What am I saying?
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it?
They are. And we get a lot of response from our readers. Mm. They love our recipes. Mm. And there's also the weekly menu plan on a Monday. We can send you that because... Mm-hmm. You know, often I know myself, I can kick off the week and think, God, what are we going to be cooking for dinner tonight?
So does Michelle do the weekly plan and or yourself, both of you?
I tend to do the shop, right. But I've got the big long list.
Oh, very good. Mm. And the weekly plan that you send out, who does all that?
Oh, you know, Michelle chooses it all with our online team.
You're very good, aren't you, Michelle?
I am. Very busy. I plan everyone else's meals.
Welcome to the show, our food director. How are you this week?
Oh, very good, thank you.
Yeah, well, it's definitely getting hotter out there, and I guess that means our diet changes.
It does indeed, and with the temperatures rising, cucumbers are the perfect way to keep your body cool. They're high in water, and they keep us nice and fresh and hydrated.
Now, they're perfect in a salad, and nice and easy to throw and cut up in a salad, but how else can we use them?
Oh, cucumbers can be used in lots of ways. You can use them to garnish, you can pickle them, make them into salads. I've got a fabulous recipe for doing roll-ups. A great snack for the kids. There's lots of ways you can do them.
The thing that I love about cucumbers, I don't know whether you've tried this. Have you ever tried a gin and tonic with the cucumber in it? It's infused with cucumber.
Wow. Sounds good.
It's the lemon. Yeah, I know.
Well, do you cut it long so it's like a stirrer almost?
Yeah, well, you just cut it up. So you know how you put lemon in the gin and tonic? This one is infused with cucumber.
Funny that you should bring it back to a drink.
What about a Pimm's? We love a Pimm's.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, there you go.
It's a nice summer drink, isn't it?
It is a nice summer drink.
And also there's the old-fashioned cucumber sandwiches with parties.
I love those.
On a hot day.
I love those.
For a special morning tea or afternoon tea.
And the other thing is, too, with cucumbers, you can cut them all up and put them into beautiful frittatas and stuff like that.
That sounds good. But look, I'm going to tell you today about a nice carpaccio. Oh, my goodness.
Carpaccio?
The carpaccio of fresh fish. You just have to go to your fishmongers and get him to give you some nice white fillets and some tuna. And then we just lay those onto a platter with the cucumber salad. So that's nice and easy to make. It's just no cooking required. Just chop up some cucumber, avocado, and some onion, and put that all together with some orange pieces, segments. And then just make a nice vinaigrette out of your orange juice, rice wine vinegar, some honey, and mix that up in a jug. And then you've got a beautiful... appetizer.
You've lost Michael. He's trying to find the gin and tonic on his computer.
But I'm just thinking how. I was actually listening to that recipe. How easy is that? Because at this time of the year, you actually don't want to be slaving around in the kitchen too much. And that's just an easy kind of throw it all together and bingo. And tell me, is that recipe, is that online?
Well, and it's online. And I've got another beautiful cucumber prawn rolls, no cooking required as well, with a nice lime dipping sauce. So that's another one. You take the cucumbers, make some ribbons, and then you mix together in the food process some cream cheese, smoked salmon, and some more lime juice. And then you spread that onto your cucumber ribbons, top it with a prawn, roll it up, and voila, you've got the perfect treat for when friends pop over this Christmas.
It's like the no-cooking hour, isn't it?
It's the no-cooking hour. And, of course, for all those tired people at Christmas, you can cut the cucumber up and put it on their eyelids so that they can rejuvenate.
If friends over, a few drinks, and tomorrow you use the cucumber for your eyes. Couldn't be better.
Michelle, what's your favourite cucumber recipe, though? Is it really just to make a beautiful salad out of it?
I think my dad has got a bit of a secret recipe, which we all love, is you slice the cucumber thinly, sprinkle it with a little bit of white sugar, and then some nice white vinegar. You can have white balsamic or white cider vinegar. And that's the salad in itself. It's absolutely beautiful.
That sounds beautiful.
That would be nice.
Yeah, infused.
Michelle, thank you very much for being on today's show. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And as they say in the classics, arrivederci.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.